107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
Wake up, you dumb sluts.
If Mario and a Ninja Turtle got in a fight, who would win? Because think about it. Mario steps on turtles and kicks them around.
Okay. What? Where is this coming from?
Just a shower thought.
God, you're an idiot. Anyway, folks, before we get to your morning dump, we do have a bunch of closings. Basically, everything is closed. So instead of us going through this full list, you can go to WIRX.com right now. There's a big yellow bar up on top. Mm-hmm. And on the far right, there says closings. You click on that, gives you the full list of closings. Everything that's closed. As always.
Of course, your full list of closings and cancellations brought to you by Kepner Precision One Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance.
Exactly. So if you have any questions on closings, Kepner's, Medic One, they got you covered. Check out WIRX.com. Just click on the closings tab and you will be all set. Okay? I'm not going through this full list. Literally everything is closed. That's basically where we're at. All the way from, if you want to look at it, everything from Allegan down to... Yeah. White Pigeon. Basically, so everything in between is closed.
We spared your ears because we debated on doing this full list, which is an extensive list in impersonations. So
So just check it out. WIRX.com, the closing page, brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance. All right.
Do it now.
Do it. Come on. There's closings. Do it. All right. We got to do morning dump. Here we go.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump, pump it out.
Pump it out.
Hey, today is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Ah, what are you doing later?
I'm showering with a friend. Not you, though. You
don't have any other friends. Who's your other friend?
God, if you're my only friend, that's it. I'm done. I'm walking off the St. Joe Pier. Good Lord. I don't get why this would be a national holiday. And two, no one should be showering with anyone. Not because I'm a prude or anything like that. There's nothing really that erotic to me about showering. Nothing. Eh. Nothing.
I'm right on board there.
If you're trying to be erotic while showering, you are not showering properly. Here's the thing. When I shower, I'm getting in there, man. I'm getting in the crevices. I'm lathering up real good. If you're trying to be all sexy with it, like, oh, look at me showering, you're not doing a good enough job, okay? No.
And if you're trying to do things in the shower, too, it's not. Just, the water gets in the way.
Water is not a natural lubricant, okay?
It's not. It's the exact opposite.
When I was younger and Kiki and I were courting each other, absolutely. Let's bang one out in the shower. Now, after we've been married, a kid on the way, I'm just like, honey, just let me enjoy my shower. Because otherwise, it's going to end up me standing in the corner, freezing my ass off, just hoping to. And then when you finally get to it, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable. You're going to end up slipping, cracking your head open. Then you got to go to the emergency room and try and explain that head wound on your wife. Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. You just end up arguing who gets the waterfall.
Yeah.
You know, who gets the shower head. Yeah, here's a question for you, Brock. I got a question for you. Does anybody shower together anymore? Like, because back in the day when I was a kid growing up, like, old dudes, like, at the Y, like, that was a thing. Like, nobody, you know, like, wrestling growing up, like, all the wrestlers would shower together. Like, are kids doing that anymore? Like, I don't think it's a thing. There's no way.
That was a traumatizing point for every young person's life, is after gym class, having to go and shower after practice. You know, it's just, it's the most ridiculous thing.
Like, it wasn't a thing when we were growing up, back in like the early 2000s. Like, you didn't really hear much of it anymore. There's always like a few kids that would, you know. But I don't know. Nowadays, it just seems weird, doesn't it?
We were required. Like, our wrestling coach wouldn't let us leave until we showered. I'll never forget it. You had that one big pillar in the middle with the five shower heads all facing each other, and then you had shower heads all along the wall. And we're all just in there. Just a bunch of us dudes just hanging out after practice, butt ass naked.
I even remember like going to the Y, like my dad or something, like doing, you know, and then like, everybody in the shower. And even like as a kid, I'm like, no, this is weird. What are you guys doing? You guys are conversating in the shower.
Yeah. While you're soaking your ass, there's no need. This isn't ancient Rome, okay? We don't have group bathhouses, and we're all just hanging with our dongs out.
Not in the military.
No,
you know?
For God's sakes. For God's sake. And not to mention, too, like, whenever my wife, like, suggests showering, you know what the first thing that pops in my head? And I'm like, oh, yeah, hot, naked, soapy lady. It's like, man, that's gonna jack the heating bill up, all right? I'm not paying to have all that hot water pumping through the house. Come on. Knock it off.
So you want to shower together?
No, it's too expensive. I'll go in first, and you go in right after. We'll be done with it, and then we can fool around afterwards.
I need to go first because you're going to take all the hot water. That's what's going to happen.
It conserves water. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Let's see. What about this? Hopeful moms to be, speaking of showering together, hopeful moms to be are skipping the sperm bank and turning to Facebook. Rather than choosing a donor the old-fashioned way, women are starting to turn to the platform to build a better connection with their donor dads. One man from the Sperm Donor USA Facebook group says he keeps in touch with all 35 children he's fathered through the special platform. Yeah.
What's, I never really thought about that. So if you're donating sperm, you're not obligated to
be
a father figure, right? That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's anonymous.
Unless they decide to disclose, I guess.
That's a box you can check. Like, yeah, my spawn can come find me later on in life. But, yeah, I don't think you're contractually obligated to hang out with that kid.
Like, dude, imagine, like, donating sperm for 15 years, right? Then you go to, like, the local fair, and this kid gets off the tilt-a-whirl, and you're like, dude.
God, that looks like me. That's weird.
It looks a lot like me. Oh, my God.
It's weird. Did you hear that story? Like, dude, this happened, like, not that long ago. Some doctor at a sperm bank, like, got busted for switching out samples with him. And he ended up, like, fathering, like, 300-some-odd kids. Because he was switching out the samples with his own. And he does. They even made a movie about it. Like, legit, like, an actual movie about it. Yeah.
The guy had, like, the worst genes ever, too. Like the person you don't want to replicate.
5'2", balding, you know. Yeah. You're my dad? Yeah.
Nice. Bunch of George Costanzas out there.
Hey, takes all kinds, I guess. But, yeah, so if you're ever on Facebook and, you know, you're looking for a donor, apparently it's, you know. How do you even put that out there? How do you even put that out there?
Looking for a donor. I don't know. You just posted, I guess. A bunch of dudes will comment. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Thinking about getting pregnant. Any takers? LOL. #.
I've only been donors. On for 5 minutes. You got 33 comments already. It's amazing. All dudes.
The inbox, your DMs are just wrecked. Just wrecked. So.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
Facebook, bringing people together. Bringing people together.
I guess.
It's a sticky situation. All right, that is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.